Well, everybody, I wanted to thank the hosts, our hosts, Mr. Dazza and Mr. Moskowitz for arranging this, as always. I was struck by a question this year, which I hadn't thought of in previous years, but I'll speak about it a little bit. I was wondering, why is it that the nace of Megillah, in particular, the nace of Purim, happened specifically through a woman? Now, I asked my wife this question, and she said, "What do you mean? All the ghouls we had were through women." Skos Noshin said, "Kari is Nigel." So, I won't argue with my wife, because she's always right. But what is unusual about this particular case was that the main character, the primary character in the story, was Esther. So that's interesting, because we find in Chazal that when a woman plays a role like that, it's not by chance. It's specifically because of the nature of a woman that she was placed in that role. It's interesting, Gemara, it's really a pasuk, that Yoshio HaMelech was one of the second to the last, the third to the last king before they went into Galus. And they found, they were fixing up the Beis HaMikdash, and they found the lost Sefer Torah. And they opened up the Sefer Torah, and it was opened up to the Teichacha, some very scary psukim. And he wasn't sure what to make out of it. So they needed a Navi to help them understand what Hashem wants from them. So he said specifically, don't go to Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Rather go to Chulda HaNaviyah, a woman. Because she's a woman and she'll have Rachmanis. It's an amazing thing. She is telling them what Hashem wants. She's giving over the message, but yet, as a woman, it'll be a different message. She'll, through Rachmanis, somehow, it'll be changed. It'll be applied differently. So it is definitely something important about the fact that it was a woman specifically that made this nace happen. Chazal make a correlation between Esther and Sarah Imenu. They say, why did Esther have the schus to rule over 127 lands, Chuvchav Zayim Medinois? Because Sarah Imenu lived 127 years. And the deeper understanding is that Sarah had achieved perfection in each one of her 127 years. She didn't let a year go by for nothing. And as a result, each one of those years added up to another Medina, another land that Esther ruled over. Not that I know if Esther cared whether she ruled over 126 or 125, but as a result of her influence, she was able to save the Yidden in each one of those 127 Medinas. But if you study it further, it's very interesting that the correlation between Esther and Sarah, there are a number of things that are very similar between them. Both of them were taken to be the wife of a king, a non-Jewish king. Actually, we find in the Medrash that Esther complained that Sarah was taken as a wife for a non-Jewish king, and he got beaten up, and I'm being left over here stuck. Then, more than that, what we see is that Sarah had the midah that she was ready to give up everything, or the most precious thing to her, in order to ensure the continuity and the creation of Klal Yisrael. She was ready to take a tzara. She took Hagar she convinced Avraham Avinu to take Hagar as a second wife, which very much compromised her position in the household and compromised the only relationship she had in the world. She didn't have any children. The only relationship she had in the world, and the most supreme relationship that we can imagine between a husband and wife, which was taking place in between Sarah and Avram. And she was ready to compromise that because she thought that that would be a schus that would help her build Klal Yisrael. So she was ready to risk the only thing she had. And the most chashuv thing that there could be in the world, the relationship between a husband and a wife, she was ready to compromise that. She was ready to be Meister Nefesh in order to have children, in order to ensure Klal Yisrael's creation. And Esther did the exact same thing. Esther was Meister Nefesh. She went to Ahasuerus, whereas she had been married to Mordechai up to that point. And Chazal tell us that she was still able to live with Mordechai, or somehow, through whatever methods she employed, there's different opinions in Chazal, but she was still able to live with Mordechai as a husband and wife, up till that point when Mordechai said, "You have to go to Ahasuerus tonight," and then she said, "Kasher avadati avadati." At this point, I'm giving up my relationship with Mordechai, and that was it. That was the end of her relationship as husband and wife. She also had nothing. We don't find that she had any children, and we don't find that, and she didn't have a father, and didn't have a mother, and didn't have family. And her only family and her husband was Mordechai. And also, what we can only just imagine, picture what sort of relationship that was between Mordechai and Esther. And he was the one that raised her and took care of her all these years, and she gave that all up. Why? In order to save Klal Yisrael. And this, in particular, is the midah of a mother. A mother is the one that will give up everything in order to ensure her children's well-being, in order to ensure her children's success. I heard a beautiful baruch once on the pasuk that we say, or we're supposed to say, in Kriyashma Shalamita, we say, your wife is like a grapevine in the corners of your house, in other words, in raising the children of your house. So why is a woman compared to a grapevine specifically, more than any other tree? And the explanation I heard was that a grapevine is different. It differs than other trees, whereas other trees have a trunk, and they have a powerful, self-standing, self-supporting trunk. A grapevine is a vine. It doesn't have any of its own strength. It needs to be supported by other things. And the reason for that is because it puts all its kayach, everything it has, it puts into its fruit. It gives everything over. And that's why the fruit of a grapevine are that much sweeter and that much more precious than the fruit of any other tree. Because it gives everything that it has over to its fruit. And that's the midah that a woman has to be successful in her house. She gives everything she has in order to ensure the success of her children, to raise her children, to bring them up to the highest level possible. And this is the midah that was on the greatest scene of the whole Klal Yisrael. This is the midah that Esther and Sarah shared. They were willing to give up everything they had, anything that was personal, in order to ensure Klal Yisrael's continuity. Now, there's another interesting correlation, and this was also where it was specifically a woman that was necessary to bring Klal Yisrael to this point. There was another thing we see about Sarah. Sarah, she did bring in Hagar, and Hagar had Yishmael as a son, who was the son of Avraham Avinu. And then after Sarah had Yitzchak, she said to Avram that Shalech Sa'ama, you have to send away Hagar and her child, Yishmael. They cannot survive in one household together. She saw the effect that Yishmael was having on Yitzchak, and she told Avram that this cannot go on. The house can't survive this way, and she caused Avram to send him away. And Chazal noticed the fact that Avram didn't come to that recognition himself. And they say she was in a higher madrega as far as Ruach HaKadosh is concerned. She had a bigger understanding of what Hashem wanted. But another aspect of it is the fact that a woman has her finger on the pulse of the house. Whereas a man will look from the outside in, the woman understands what's going on in the house from the inside out. And the woman really understands what are the needs of her children and what's necessary to keep this house going. And it's the woman's akrayas as a result of that, because she has such an intrinsic understanding of what's going on in the household. She is the one that has that akrayas. She has the responsibility to see to it that no outside influences and none of the winds that are blowing outside the household, none of the effects that can be had on her children throughout from the world, all those influences, it's her responsibility and her ability to keep them out of the house. And through that, she ensures the purity of her household. Now, what's fascinating about this is that what Esther did was in a way very similar. The Klal Yisrael was in a situation of Mefuzer Mefered Bein Ha'amim. Haman latched onto this when he was speaking to Achashverosh, and the Midrashim say that this wasn't just a careless phrase, but it was the explanation of to Achashverosh why they would be successful in wiping out the Jewish people, because they were Mefuzer Mefered Bein Ha'amim. They were separate. They were separate because they were Bein Ha'amim. They had already been scattered in Galus throughout all the nations, and the nations were having an effect on them. They were starting to assimilate, little by little. They were starting to, we see from the Avera that they participated in the Suda of Achashverosh. They were allowing the comforts that they were enjoying in the lands, in these 127 lands. It was having an effect on them. They were taking prominent places in society, and they were starting to integrate. And as a result, when outside influences come in, then you can grow apart. When a Yid is a Yid, we all keep together. When there's a little bit of a guy in us, when we start having those outside influences affect us, and we start taking on some of the attributes of a non-Jew, then we start splitting apart. Then someone's French, someone's English, someone's American, that's all not what's Jewish about us. What's Jewish about us, there's no differences in between us. We're all the same. So when we start having those other influences incorporated amongst us, we start separating. That's what was happening to Eden. There was a real lack of achdus. And this is a mother's ability. A mother's ability is A, to push out the outside influences, and B, to bring everybody together. A mother can understand each child in her house. She understands what that child's abilities are, what the child's strengths are, and she has the ability to show a child the importance that each one plays in the household. And it's just something so important to give over to our children. Each child should feel their importance, what they contribute to the household, how the family is incomplete without them. We need each one of you, and how much love for each one of them is has no limits and no limitations at all. It's full and unbridled love that only a mother can give to her children, and gives them to understand how they need each one of them is so essential and so needed for the house, and that's what brings everybody together. But when people start getting affected by other things and their outside influence coming in, that's when things can start getting separate. So it's these two kaiches that a mother has, a power that a mother has to understand the effect of outside influences and to keep it out of the house, and at the same time to teach each child and show each child what their strengths are and what their abilities are, and show them how much they're loved just for being a part of the household, and how much they are, what their importance are in the household, that brings everybody together. And this is what was specifically Esther was the one, as a mother and as a mother of the whole Klal Yisrael, was needed to bring this out in Klal Yisrael. She told Mordechai, Leich Knoises Kol Yehudim. Chazal, the Midrashim, explained. She said, bring everybody together. Knoises Kol Yehudim. Don't let everybody daven at home. Don't let everybody fast at home. We have to come all together into one base medrash. We have to form a tzibur. We have to form one cohesive unit. And then we can start getting past this flaw that Haman pointed out in us, that we're mefuzer, mefared, ben amim, we're separate, we're disparate, we're unconnected. Come together. Everybody should come together. Everybody should pool together their resources and their powers to daven together, and to fast together, to understand what has been happening to us, how we've been affected by the people around us. When we come together and we unify, that it's specifically the kayach of a mother that's necessary. When they see how Esther was ready to give up everything for them, that's what inspired them to all come together. And it's that midah of unifying, of unity, that's what saved us. Chazal say that Nikolo Ayudim ba'amoid al nafshim, amoid is a lashon yachid, the singular lashon. They stood together as one. That was the only reason why they were successful in fighting this war. And Chazal gave us the mitzvahs of Mishlayach Manas and Matanas Avyayinim to further work on this midah that we should all come together. We should work on our love for our neighbors and our friends and all the people around us, to bring everybody together, because it's necessary to bring everybody together in order that we should be able to succeed in this galus and be able to continue in Bizaycha to be as a Mashiach. And, you know, I remember my grandmother, she was, you know, an expert at bringing the family together. She would see to it that everybody congregated at her house and at different times. Sometimes it was on Shabbos or on Hanukkah, and everybody came together. And she knew everybody, what everybody's kikos, what was going on with everybody, and she made sure to tell you what everybody else was doing. You know, it was at least a half hour phone call anytime you would call. And I remember when she passed away, and that was like what my father was telling me. I wasn't at Sisrael at the time. He was telling me there's just no one that knew how to bring a family together like her. And my wife's grandmother, in the same way, you know, she just had that ability. It's an ability of a matriarch, ability of a mother. A mother sees everybody's kaifas, sees everybody's potential, and just shows them their place in the family. And that's what brings everybody together. And I heard more, you know, from a woman that struggled with a child, an older child that was having difficulty in Yiddishkeit and difficulty, and he strayed, and then he came back. And there was another person that was also having the same challenge, and she asked her, like, what was the key? And the key is very simple. It's a mother's love. You know, it's keeping the door open, and that is the only thing that'll bring everybody back together, that'll bring the family back together as a unit. It's the power and the achrayas of a mother to be able to, that's able to do that. And, you know, the ones that the Gedolim amongst us that were the mothers of Klal Yisrael excelled at this. You know, there's this beautiful story with the Rebbetzin Kanievsky that she would always see to it, try to help the people with various different things. And once a father came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it was 1 o'clock in the morning, it was very late, so he knew Reb Chaim was there because he's still taking people till way later than that. So he waited online and he met Reb Chaim and he said, "I want to give you a message to the Rebbetzin, I wrote down my name, just tell her that my son got accepted into yeshiva." So he said, "Oh, wait, let me go and tell her." He said, "Well, you're going to wake her up in the middle of the night, it's 1 o'clock in the morning." She said, "No, you don't understand. She's not sleeping. She hasn't slept for 3 nights. She's been davening for your son that he should get into yeshiva with someone she didn't know, someone he didn't know." So that's the madriga of Esther and of Sarah Yemenu, that they're mothers of the whole Klal Yisrael. Everybody was their children. And they were able to give everything of themselves, give up everything that was that could have been chashuv and important to them, their relationship with their husband, and any chance at a Jewish life and a Jewish children. They gave that all up. They were willing to give that all up just to ensure the continuity of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael, everybody in Klal Yisrael should come together and be zeicha to have this Yeshua from Haman and Achashverosh. So we can be mechazik ourselves, especially on Purim. You know, it is the time to work on our achdus, and the understanding of how a mother specifically, and especially you see in the next Purim, the mother specifically has the ability and has, through constant love and devotion and understanding the needs of each child and the abilities of each child, and you know where they stand, and to communicate that to your children, how much and how important they are in the family, with the ability to ma'achid our children and all children, and through that we should all be as Hashem b'zecha to Mashiach Tzekenu Meher B'Yemenu. Amen. Amen. Amen.